Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adeomi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. In the last broadcast, we were talking about the rapture of the saints. But we didn't complete the old story, because we need to talk about who and who will go in the rapture and how are we to prepare for the rapture. I started by discussing the book of Thessalonians, we are Apostle Paul describe it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 13 to verse 18. We read it last time. He said, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, we also talk about what will be taking place before that rapture took place. Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 said, don't be too shaken that this is coming to happen soon. Say the day will not come until there is a falling away from God, falling away of the people, of the church. What it meant was that the whole world will be turning away from God. Even some big organization, denominational churches, will be lining up with the government and thinking, well, they don't want to be persecuted. They just want to join hands with all the other false religions. And we can see that shaping right now in the world, where they call it ecumenical council. They disagree with the Muslims or with the Buddhists or with the Hindus. They think all of them are worshiping the same God because they don't want to offend anybody. But Apostle Paul said, where is the offense of the gospel if you keep aligning yourself with all those false religions? Christ is the only way. Jesus Christ is the only answer. The Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. As the scripture said, it said, no man can come unto the Father but by me. So all these other religions that do not accept Christ's sacrifice and they think by just going through another route they can get to heaven or go to God, they were deceived. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. And so also all the other so-called churches that do not want to emphasize that anymore, and they are trying to line up with every other churches and every other religion, and appeasing them, thinking we are all worshiping the same God, they are also being deceived. So Apostle Paul pointed out one out that that is the falling away. He said there will be a falling away first. And while that was going on, then one ruler of the world will rise up, who will be the Antichrist, who will suddenly say he is God because he's uniting all these religions together. And since they are all united together, saying that we are worshiping this God, he will come up and say, he is that same God that they are all worshiping, and make them worship him. That is what is really planning to take place, the Antichrist ruler of the world. And you see that in the book of Revelation chapter 13, where we describe that. You can read the whole of book of Revelation chapter 13. It was symbolized by a beast, and another beast that was working for this other beast, it symbolized actually government. A major government that ruled the world at the end of time, another government that is supporting him from another country and making all these signs and wonders of technological signs and wonders that make every nation to be following them. You can think of what is going on in Europe and in America to be an example of the government that will be part of the Antichrist in that time. Now, Apostle Paul said when those things are taking place, when the world is going in that direction, that is when this rapture will take place. So that don't be too shaken until you see that. He was writing this to them in their generation of 2,000 years ago. You can see that we are closer to it right now than then, because we can see the signs of the Antichrist shaping, trying to make all religions be together. And not only that, the homosexuals are taking over the whole world right now. And some governments are allowing it. Not only that, some churches are even saying homosexuality is okay. When the Bible said sodomy, the sodomites were the reason why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality. And now they are now out of their closet. That is part of the signs of the end. God is coming soon, folks. And the end that we are talking about is right at the door, knocking on our doors. You that is a Christian, how should you prepare? And who are Christians that are going to go away in the rapture? Those who are standing for Christ, those who refuse to bow to the Antichrist world system, those who refuse to compromise. You must not compromise the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. We still love those people. We love them. We preach the Word of God to them in love. However, we don't compromise the Word of God. We do not compromise the Word of God. The Word of God says, The soul that sinneth shall die. So we have to repent. Everyone must repent and accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. He is the only one that can save us from our sins. Homosexuality is sin. And the sinners have to repent so that Christ can deliver them from that demonic spirit that has possessed their mind, making them to think they are created like that. And many of them now are marrying. They are now saying same-sex marriage in many countries. They are approving same-sex marriage, where a man is marrying a man, a woman is marrying a woman, thinking, and they think that is the new normal. No, it's not normal. It is abomination in the eyes of God, just like any other sin. But they have to repent, just like a sinner, adulteress have to repent too. Fornicator, you have to repent also. Thief, murderers, you have to repent also, and ask Christ Jesus to come into your life to save your soul, so that you can be renewed, and the demons that are making you do all those evil things can be casted out. He has given us the power to cast out devils. But only if you repent and you don't want that devil anymore, then the devil can be casted out. So we are asking you to repent today so that Christ can save your soul. But those are all the signs of the end, because the world will not repent. Those worldly events will take place. And during the time of those commotion, that's when Christ will come and take his own people away in the rapture. Now, let's give examples of how this has taken place in the past, because God never does something that he has not given us example before. He gave us example in the book of Genesis, how he has taken one person away in the rapture without seeing death. Because when we say rapture, it means we are going to disappear from this planet Earth without seeing physical death. In the book of Genesis chapter 5, we see the story of one of our ancestors. I say our ancestors because we all came through this man that never died. If you look, just like you know, we all came through Noah. But Noah was the great, 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 great grandson of this man that never died. His name is Enoch. In the book of Genesis chapter 5, the Bible describes the stories of the sons of Adam through Seth. Adam has this son Seth, and son has this son Seth, and many other sons. But through that lineage, we go to verse 21, and he said, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God," in verse 22, "after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years." Verse 24 is very important. "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Now, that is the summary of what happened to Enoch. God told all of them in that generation that you can please God. If you can walk with God and please God, God will give you the immortality back. You can live without seeing death. Maybe they all tried, but Enoch was the one that was reported that pleased God. And God took him out of this planet without seeing physical death. In fact, there are stories that he wrote a lot of preaching. He preached a lot. And in the book of Jude, in the New Testament, they refer to that Enoch even wrote books preaching to them to repent. But they didn't repent. But he walked with God. So in short, for us to get to the level where we also can be like that, we must walk with God. We must walk with God. And Enoch walked with God, and it was not, for God took him. Now we also talk about the book of Revelation chapter 12, where we see some of these examples that we that are going to be translated, we must be one of the people that please God, they witness for Christ, they did not deny Christ, they did not bow to the Antichrist. That is walking with God. So in confessing Christ and not bowing down to those images, not worshiping the world system of churches, that is how we are going to please God. So you have to remember, it is by walking with God, that's how we are going to please God. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5 also, it mentioned how the same thing about Enoch, that Enoch please God, and he said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So, which means it is by faith that we walk with God, and it is by faith that we please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. I'm pointing to this Bible verse to show us the examples of what the rapture is all about. That God has done this in the past. He took only one person in that time. He took Enoch. But it's a sample for us that to show that God will do what he promised to do. But this time, in the same time, it's going to be for a multitude of believers, not just for one person, a multitude of believers that is preparing for the rapture. Everyone that has been born again, that has been filled with the Holy Spirit, and is asking you to walk with the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Ghost prepare you also. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5, he said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, you call it translation, we call it rapture. It's the same thing. Translation is to be taken out of this place to another place. Verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you believe that God, he will reward you if you diligently seek him, then keep walking with him, and you will please him to the point of being translated in the rapture. Now we also see another example of somebody that was given that translation, that didn't die. That was Prophet Elijah in the book of 2 Kings chapter 2. I'm pointing to this to make you to see that God has done this in the past, and he will do it again for the saints. And it's a small thing for God to do, to prepare our body so that we can disappear without seeing death, like he did for Elijah the prophet. But you have to walk with God just like Elijah the prophet walked with God. Every saint of God must walk with God. So when Christ said the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist, John the Baptist has the anointing of Elijah the prophet. So we have to rise up to that level and above. And what did John the Baptist do? He confessed what he was preaching until he was killed for it. That is the minimum of faith that God is looking for. We must confess what we believe until we are ready to die for it. That is the minimum. That's why Christ said the least in his kingdom will be greater than John the Baptist, which had Elijah's anointing. So now you can see Elijah the prophet will be an example for us to see how he walked with God, that God took him in the rapture. In 2 Kings chapter 2, from verse 1, he said, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a wild wind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Now, if you read the whole chapter, you see how Elijah was hearing from God. That's what I want to point out in this story. To walk with somebody, you must be able to communicate with him, conversation. So Elijah was able to converse with God, hear from God, and do what God says. He could hear from God and do what God says without gainsaying. So this is what was described in chapter 2, how he was hearing from God and going as God lead him. And he said, and Elijah said unto Elisha in verse 2, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. So God spoke to him. Elisha, who was a servant next to him, did not hear God speaking. But Elijah, the prophet, was hearing God speaking to him. So if you are going in the rapture, you must come to the level where you can walk with God to the point that you are hearing instruction from the Father daily. And that is why we are asking you to begin to exercise your faith. And as you walk with God in prayer, in fasting, in all this confession of your faith and witnessing for Christ, you begin to hear God speak to you and lead you. And in verse 4 again, he said, Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. Which means he was hearing God day by day, and he was moving as God moves him. God was moving him because very soon God was going to take him away. They are going to be walking together in the other side, in heaven. And Elijah, in verse 6 again, Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. So three different stages, whatever is the purpose, we are not talking about that purpose, we are just pointing to the fact that Elijah was being led by God. And what did the Bible say? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So my exhortation to you today that is listening to me over the radio is to seek to be led by God. Begin to listen to the Lord and begin to walk as he guides you and begin to obey him and begin to witness for him and keep yourself away from sin, and there is how you begin to please God. And then in verse 11 of 2 Kings chapter 2 is where Elisha was taken up. Verse 11 says, and it came to pass as they still went on, as Elijah and Elisha were walking and talking, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha saw it and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took all of his own garments and went in. So in short, Elijah was taking away angels by in that chariot of fire. And as the chariot appeared in the visibility, that chariot was already there in the invisible world. And as they were coming at the point when God wanted it, the chariot just appeared physically like a whirlwind. And the angel grabbed up Elijah and took him into the chariot, and he was gone. And Elisha was still surprised by what suddenly appeared, was able to see that chariot going up, up and up with Elijah inside it. So that was why he cried, my father, he was trying to call back on Elijah. Before he doesn't see the chariot anymore, because when he went up, then he disappeared into heaven. Now that was what happened to Elijah the prophet, and similar thing is what is going to happen in the rapture of the saints. People may not see chariots, and they may see, because the chariot showing itself visibly is because God wanted Elijah to see the chariot. It does not have to appear visibly before the people, but God can make it appear visibly so that whoever is around can witness it, that something appeared and took this saint of God up. And it can also suddenly disappear that they don't even see what happened. That it could be as quick that they don't see the saint when it just disappeared. And that is how many people imagine the rapture will be. Some saints will just disappear, they don't see them anymore. They may be standing with somebody and suddenly they just disappear. Or they may see the activity taking place like a whirlwind that take him up, and before they don't see him no more. Or they may see something that look like a chariot, like this one that look like a little ship, that the saint suddenly got caught into that ship and was taken up. And you see that in the book of Matthew chapter 24, and also in the book of Luke. Now, like I said, after the rapture take place, there will be people that will mock and say, well, these people didn't go anywhere. This happened also to the Elijah. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 2, even the prophets that are called sons of the prophets, we can call them other church members. Let's call them other church members. That is, it's not all the church members that are going to be taken away. There will be other church members. And this is what is represented by the experience that happened to Elisha. After Elijah was caught up to heaven, Elisha was coming back all alone by himself, and the other church members, which they call the sons of the prophets, that were following them at a distance, saying that these two men, somebody is going to disappear. They know that somebody is going to, they thought he was just going to die. They thought Elijah was just going to die. But they didn't know what really happened. They saw some wild wind taking place over there. So they saw the wild wind at a distance, and then they saw Elisha coming back all by himself alone. And they said, what happened? He told them he's gone. They thought, well, maybe the wind just carry him up and drop him on a tree, or the wind just carry him up and drop him on a mountain. So they mocked. They never believed that he went up to heaven like that, because they have never heard about that before. It was the first time in their history. Because the story of Enoch that we described in the previous chapter, my previous sermon, it was not reported how he disappeared. They just said Enoch was taken by God. But this was the first experience that was reported, is that of Elijah. That Elisha said he saw a chariot of fire, that a whirlwind, they were at a distance, the other prophets, or called sons of prophets, they were at a distance, maybe 100 feet away or 200 feet away. But they were seeing the wind, something blowing over there, and people running at a skelter, and then something happened. What they saw next was Elisha coming back over by himself. And they said, what happened? He said, he's gone. So they saw the wind, they thought, maybe he just got caught into that wind and he will be dropped onto it. He's dead, they know he's dead. So they thought he was dead. But you see, that was mockers. That will take place also when the rapture took place. The world then will think, oh, these people disappear, many people disappear everywhere. People got kidnapped. So they do not think any much about it. Say, well, maybe a lot of people got kidnapped. Yeah, they will say, yeah, who knows? Maybe it was just here and there. But it could be a very great episode that they couldn't dismiss it. That is how it will take place. Now, that is what we talk about after the rapture will be a persecution. You can go and read that in the book of Revelation chapter 12. Verse 13 and 17 to 17, and also in Revelation chapter 13, verse 7, there will be persecution after the saints have been raptured. The Antichrist will wage war against the saints. But I've given you those two examples to make you to see that how does this thing take place in the days of old, and how is it going to take place now? The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come in Matthew chapter 24. Let me read Matthew chapter 24 and describe how it's going to take place in our time. From verse 42. Let me read from verse 40, Matthew chapter 24, and about how it's going to take place. He said, then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. There are two people maybe in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. So the Lord just told us that when one is taking the other, it's like the one I just described, someone disappear like Elijah and Elisha were going and talking. One was hearing from the Lord that keep going this way, keep going that way, go this way, go that way. The other one was not hearing from the Lord yet. But when the Lord was about to take Elijah away, the chariot appeared and took him up. He could have just disappeared like that. But God allowed the chariot to appear in the visibility so that Elisha, the servant, can see how it happened, that there was a horses of fire and chariot of fire. It was Elisha that reported the horses and chariot that he saw. And then Elijah, but he could as well just disappear without seeing anything. That is, Elijah could have just disappeared without seeing anything. And that is how the Bible describes it here. Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew chapter 24, that two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women grinding, one shall be taken, the other left. Another place says two people shall lie down on the bed, one shall be taken, the other left. So, we should be watchful. But you want to be the one to go in the rapture, what should you do? Walk with the Lord Jesus Christ like he in a cuffold. Seek him. Pray. The Bible says we have to pray and to watch. In verse 36 of Luke, no, let me go to verse 42 of Matthew chapter 24, he said, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. So our responsibility is to watch and to pray. Watching also means that you are watching all those signs of the ends. That is why we have meetings and crusades where we talk of prophetic events so that people of God can be ready. Because my people perish for lack of knowledge, is what God said. But when you are forewarned, then you can be forearmed. So you must be watching the news to see all these events that the Bible says is going to take place. And when you see those events, you have to look up. Lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 44 also, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. So the Lord is telling us to be ready, because the Lord is coming soon. In the book of Luke chapter 21, the Lord sounded the same warning to we that are believers. I said, how are we to prepare for these things? Watch and pray. Keep yourself holy. Walk with the Lord. Listen to him and follow his instruction. That is very important in these last days, because the Lord wants us to be sons of God indeed. As the word of God has said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In Luke chapter 21, verse 36, the Lord sounded the same warning. He said, verse 34 first, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. As a snare, the Bible says, it will come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. Verse 36 says, watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, that is very important. Christ said we are to watch and pray always, so that we be accounted worthy to escape all these terrible things that shall come to pass. The terrible things have not been described in this sermon, because you have to go to the book of Revelation to see all the terrible things that shall come to pass upon the earth to destroy the masses. There will be a lot of things. The water turned to blood. And terrible things, locusts biting human beings. and every other thing that have been predicted in the book of Revelation to destroy the masses. One quarter of the world wiped out at a point, another one third of the earth wiped out at a point, all animals in the sea destroyed at one point, all the shipyards destroyed. Those are all things that are coming to happen. Christ said, pray, watch and pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are coming to happen. Not just escaping, because those people who died before those things take place have escaped it, but that is not the escape we are talking about now. Escape to also stand before God, that is to be acceptable by God. That is being obedient to God, being holy, keeping your righteousness, and living for Christ. That is how you are going to stand before the Son of Man. Even if people die before that time take place, and they are Christians, they are standing before God as holy and acceptable. Even if they do not go in the rapture that we are talking about, if they are dead before Christ comes, but if they are Christians and stand firm for Christ all their life, they are going to stand before God. That's when Christ said, pray that you be accounted worthy to escape all these things. He said, and to stand before the Son of Man. So the most important thing is for you to stand before the Son of Man as acceptable, righteous, holy person for God. So it's your prayer and your washing that will make you to be acceptable. So he said we are to pray so that we'll be accounted worthy. And I want you to pray along with me right now. I'm going to pray for you as we wrap up this sermon. The Lord is coming soon. Say, how soon will this thing take place? How soon will this thing take place? These are another signs of the end that we may not be able to get to this time. But we know that it's very soon. It is very soon. We can see the signs of the end. All these world governments are changing the laws to suit themselves, like the Bible prophesied, that they will seek to change the times and the laws. That's why they now approve same-sex marriage in almost all countries of the world. It's part of the signs of the end, that the iniquity is abounding. Like the Bible said, when the iniquity shall be full, that is when the wrath of God can be poured upon the earth. And but before that wrath is poured, God will have to take his own people away in the rapture, which we are preaching to you. Get ready, because the rapture is coming. Get prepared for this, because the Lord loves you. And if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the time for you to believe. This is the time for you to believe, to accept Christ. So let me pray along with you right now. Father, I pray for all that are listening to this sermon, that you give them understanding, give them wisdom, help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to know how to prepare, how to walk with the Lord in fear and trembling, and how to live holy and please the Lord. Let the Holy Ghost help them to walk and please God, because the Bible said, as many as received Christ, he gave them power to become sons of God. The Holy Ghost has been given to us to walk with God and please God and become sons of God. So right now, you listener, say this along with me. If you have not given your life to Christ, just say it and say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me yours. I forgive all that have offended me, and I ask for your forgiveness for all my offenses. Right now, from today, I belong to you, Lord Jesus. Give me the grace to confess you, to walk with you, and to please you. And let me not miss that rapture of the saints. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you, Lord. I believe you have accepted me as your son. I believe you have given me your love. Fill me with the Holy Spirit right now, Lord Jesus Christ, and let me be filled with the Holy Spirit that will quicken me for that rapture. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That is it, friend. And I pray that the Lord will fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you have not, you are not a member of any born-again Christian group, look for a gospel church to attend and learn from there as you read your Bible and as you listen to this radio broadcast. And we can also send you some more exhortation if you write to us. God bless you, and Jesus is coming soon. Keep looking up, because the time draweth nigh. Amen.
I want you to write to me, and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.